Blog Talk Radio.
By far, the most talented, crazy person I ever worked with.
Obviously, anybody with half a brain knows that won't work. you have to be extremely sophisticated to make an influence with your show. That's where I come in. I've done that. I'd like to point now, of course, to the Michael Savage coming out 1 month after me saying that the Obama bashing is like committing suicide. Okay? Probably listens to my show. Like I said, I've talked to his advertising executive, the guy who runs all of his advertising for him, and we had a long talk. And again, very well known. Behind the scenes, for sure. I mean, I would like to bring you some of my conversations I had, like with Barry Chambliss. You know, when Barry Chambliss does a show with me, the understanding is Barry will come on the show and talk about his latest thing, whatever it is, and I will just listen. And, you know, I go with that. Why? Well, I like having Barry Chambliss to bounce things off of. I mean, I told Barry when I first broached the subject of contacting him, I said, listen, I'm not going to bullshit you here. I am not a Zionist, and I don't believe in all the stuff that you believe in. Now, knowing that straight at you, from Gentile to Jew, if you want to be on my show or talk to me, you know, get back to me, and he did. And from then, we've had a lot of great shows and interactions. And, of course, though, when I talk to him privately, there's back and forth. It isn't unilateral. And there's a lot – it's very interesting to talk to him and get his perspective. I don't agree with him, but I still like to hear him air it out. Okay? I learned something from that. And, of course, his documentation and his investigations are good. And he's a solid interviewer, obviously. And he's, you know, he's in that 60 Minutes vein of things that I like. You know, that type of journalism. And because I think that's really rewarding, not only to the audience, but to the person conducting, like a Mike Wallace style or Harry Reasoner style or any of these guys who really drilled down and asked the really pertinent, relevant, you know, just the best questions. And when they do, they have an influence. And that's the quality. And I think in 2 years of doing this, coming up here in less than about 2-3 weeks, it'll mark the official 2-year anniversary of GoKnob Radio. And anyways, getting back to, I had deleted the GoKnob Radio one off of here so I could have all my shows to myself, and they're all loaded up onto GoKnobRadio.com. And I'm slowly, over time, will put them out on the website so they can be listened to. It's my stuff. I want it on my site under my full control. And it's just the way I want to do things. There's no particular strategy to it, or I don't know. And then after that, I'll put them into videos, my own thumbnails. And again, I'm the only person who has, that I'm aware of, that has the license in writing from Smiley World Incorporated out of France, who owns the smiley face. They are the ones who own the smiley face trademark that goes back to the 1960s. That's where, you know, it was invented. I've got their written permission to use this logo. I don't know anybody else who does, but I have this right. So that's my thumbnail. I don't think anybody can fuck with that, as far as I know. And, I mean, Smiley World Incorporated claims copyright on the smiley face that I use, the squinty-eyed smiley, and they grant me a license to use it in perpetuity without a time limit. So I really appreciate that, and that was about a year ago I obtained that. So just want to update that. And I want to say another thing, that people that listened to the show that was marked USS Princeton, read from the USS Princeton, I apologize profusely. We were scheduled to do it on there, and then that didn't work out, so I did a YouTube interview, straight on the YouTube type of show, and basically that will be released through my internet newsletter that I'm doing now. Again, I have a lot of about 12 shows, including that one, where it's talks with people. And really, it's not meant for the public in YouTube. I use the platform as a way of recording it or something like that. That's one thing. But I'm not necessarily going to release everything on YouTube publicly. You know, I didn't really care about the views. If the stuff is really good, I only want to reward the people that support me with the stuff that I'm doing I think is really good. and these type of conversations with Red was great. I mean, it's a personal thing, part of my personal life. We're relating to my family, and Red was the guy who drove my uncle around and basically was one of my uncle's, workers, whatever you want to call it, on his team. And my uncle, my great uncle, my grandfather's brother, was a, I'm discovering more and more about him. I met him one time, but he was a captain of several ships, aviator and captain of several ships in World War II, all the way out into the Vietnam War. So that'd be World War II, Korea, Vietnam. And specifically to Red, he was the captain for 2 years of an aircraft carrier that had been converted from a regular plane carrier, that would be the CVN-37, into a different designation just for helicopters. And these helicopters were the used to the advanced teams in the early 60s, 60, 61, 62, that were flying guys into South Vietnam as advisors in Marine Corps. And he goes into that. Very interesting. And so my uncle was part of this, the early days of Vietnam, before it was officially, we were officially in the war as a country. And then he went on, of course, he graduated from Naval War College, so he was an expert in the tactics and stuff. And like I said, I was able to meet him one time, and it was very interesting, you know. And he basically was very aloof. And when he wasn't, working for the government, he was, hanging down in La Jolla, California. And he never would come up to the Bay Area where most of the other family lived. So it was really weird. I don't know why he was so aloof. I never got to ask him that. I'm sure he wouldn't have answered it. But anyways, then he went on to work for the State Department as an assistant to the ambassador of Greece. And this is where I think he had some kind of either DIA or CIA connection that we'll never really know, but I'm digging into it. I mean, the fact that he was usually an attaché to an ambassador is a spy. That's just how it usually breaks down. And so, but who was he working for specifically? What branch of government? I haven't figured it out yet, but it's my long-term plan. So I am holding that video back, that audio, it's a video, but until I complete my entire investigation. But Red was able to supply several photos of my uncle, as well as some stories about how they did. And basically, he would take care of my uncle's, cruising him around and stuff like that on a boat. They have the big ship, but you can't pull that into port. You have to anchor it offshore, and then they have smaller boats that go into town or into land, wherever they're landing. And then they take them to wherever they're going, and meet with other brass or, whatever, get drunk, party. Then they, make sure that the captain gets back to the ship, this type of thing. And that was one of his roles. And he would also truck him around to all different points. And he was basically a chauffeur, he said. And you can say, look at it in those terms. But there's a different term. He uses it in the thing. And he has some stories. So it's very great, very fortunate to meet, this guy who's been basically running the website that documents the history of the Princeton. And then they have get-togethers, retired guys who used to work on the ship. And so there's this camaraderie, this of the name Princeton and all the stuff. So really good, really good stuff. And I'm not just sharing that with the public. Fuck them. If you subscribe to my newsletter, AF Wilson, the AF Wilson Report, these are type of things. Plus I have other, I have about a dozen other conversations from a couple people and a person you don't know, behind the scenes stuff. And just so you can have these insights, I want the people that subscribe to have like a real perfect knowledge of things and understanding of things in the alternative media. I think I've blown the alternative media out. I'm extremely well known, influential, emulated. The Michael Savage thing was just, I mean, I don't need to go any further. Obviously, my influence in Alex Jones is unique. And now, of course, Savage realizing what I realized. And before I did that video, I had been doing other shows prior to that. I mean, basically, when I did my turnabout on Obama was like 3 months before the election. And I criticized Drudge for bashing the first lady, that now she wants to become a senator, like Clinton. You see? 30 moves ahead on a three-level chessboard, that's me. Okay? I don't expect to get a lot of views or credit for it. It doesn't matter. Most of the people, even in the alternative media, are too stupid. And most people in the general world are extremely stupid. Okay? We're at the very pinnacle. We're at the top percentage of the understanding. The people that listen to my show, that's who I'm appealing to. I could give a fuck rest about the others. Okay? And again, to me, this is like a challenge or an exercise to hit the bullseye. That's the way I look at it. And other people recognize it. Good for them. You'll have a more perfect understanding. Like I say, someone from the State Department used to visiting back from Virginia all the time. And then in May, they started coming straight from Washington, D.C., May this year, 2012. And someone from Virginia to Washington, D.C., I don't know if it's the president himself, but it's someone who works for him at the State Department, probably at the White House, because that's the way it looks. I don't think Obama himself would be coming to my website. It's probably just someone that works for him. And but still, someone who has interaction with him, no doubt. To me, that's, you know, who else can say that? And they don't hate me. Yeah, so to me, I hit the bullseye, and I'm really happy that I could have their attention, and that I can produce stuff that they would be interested in. To me, that's a victory for me. I've won. I don't need to have a 10,000 view or 100,000 view or a 1 million view video, to go to where I want to. A nice, succinct, directed message. And then, of course, the influence I see, you know, they'll copy it, basically. That's the flattery of it, I suppose. Not giving me any credit, but, oh, they'll be listening. They'll be listening, but they won't. The secret is they can't acknowledge my existence. So this is why I'm kind of drawing in a little bit here. So they'll have to seek me out, and that's because they're lazy. Maybe they won't do it, they won't copy me, and then they'll go about analyzing stuff themselves and failing, and then I'll be happy. You see the dynamic there? And then they'll bounce off of that and try to seek me out again. Right? This is basically the way I see it. And then we have Duffy the Clown. And I heard his George Norrie show that he did in the past month or something like this. And, boy, just more outrageous claims of greatness by him. I mean, first he went on Stu Webb's show and made all these different ridiculous claims. And then he went on the George Norrie show, actually before that, and made a bunch of ridiculous claims. Now, he has majestic clearance or something to read the majestic documents. So not only can he self-elect himself to the Federal Reserve Board, not only does he think the Constitution should be rewritten, but now he has majestic clearance to read all the majestic documents. Slightly redacted, he said, for him. In other words, he's not ruler of the world yet. I mean, it's so preposterous. And then, typically on the attack, he is going into the trolls on the internet. This would be me, okay? Because I call him Duffy the Clown. This would be, what's his name? Duff of Veterans Today. I forget what his first name is. Doesn't matter. And he's a Jewish guy, by the way. And here you go. This guy, he says he's intelligent. He's a Jewish. He claims to be an anti-Zionist. He's always critical of Israel. And he's wearing, and all of his people now are writing for Press TV. And I'm like, man, you know, letting somebody like him into your operation is like a time bomb ready to blow off. It's just like Stratfor. Hey, we love Stratfor. Let's communicate with them. How did they get 50,000 credit cards allegedly? How did they lose 5 million emails allegedly to WikiLeaks? It's like, hey, they're good. Trust them. And then they fuck you. Yeah, We've covered this with Bob Chapman. Betrayal is the fundamental element of the people that we target in our critique. Let's put it that way. You have to go back to the show. You have to follow the show and know what exactly I'm talking about. Betrayal, betrayal, betrayal. I said it with Bob Chapman about 2 years ago in our first show. This is a fundamental element. It has to happen. If it doesn't happen, their machinery is constipated. It has to happen. They have to stab you in the back. Okay? And this is an example. And so this is what's building, in my opinion, for the press TV. They hear the enemies of Iran are the U.S., of course, and the Zionists who tell the U.S. what to do in this particular matter. That's what the neocons are building. They're going to knock Syria out. That's almost done. And then Iran is the final play. And then they'll have everyone all mixed up around them fighting each other. And that's what the Zionists figure is, how they'll survive. Because then they'll be unified. They got to take Iran out because they've called out the Jews. So we've got a good, trustworthy Jewish guy named Duffy the Clown goes in and he basically says, I will write for you, Press TV. I'm one of the good Jews. Yeah? And you got all those people writing there and everything. And that's how they get. It's like they get in, you start trusting them, and then they rig the place with the thermite and the demolition charges, you know? That's exactly, in my opinion, what's going to happen. You just mark those words. Now, talking about marking words, Lindsay Williams made an just an incredulous statement. I've got the link, and I've had it up. It's about where he said the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. So I contacted Lindsay Williams, and I blasted him. And he had one of his knee boys, as I call him, get back to me last night about this, saying, are we still going here? And so let's get a little bit closer to the antenna. And again, so his name is Tom. And now he's just emailed me back during the show here. So basically, I pointed out, I marked Lindsay Williams' words. We've got 3 weeks to go and the dollar's not dead yet. I'm saying that this is a fail. I'm jumping the gun here a little bit, I suppose. I'm saying it's a fail. The dollar won't be dead by the end of this year. We all could be dead if the comet hits us and blows the planet up. But outside of that terribly remote occurrence, the dollar will be alive January 1st and going forward. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve is, no one's taken them out yet. And so the currency is strong, relatively speaking. I mean, they still accept it. If you go to the store or wherever, they all want it, too. People still want it. So, and it's the only option. So, I called them on it. They've reacted. Now I'm going to read for you what they sent me just now in the past 3 minutes. Oh, Aaron, thanks for your thoughts. So, that's all he's saying. You'll have to go to the website, gonup.com, to read what I put in there. But he's acknowledged that receiving it. So, whatever. And then let's get back to Duffy the Clown here. Trolls and scams. I'm going to read from Veterans Today. This is was put up today's story. The lowest level players are many among the ranks of internet trolls, individuals long dedicated to stalking, harassment, or sabotage, making the internet a hostile environment, and subjecting those who participate in forums to the rough equivalent of imprisonment in the violent ward of an insane asylum. So, self-funding. Dozens were found to use chat room IP addresses to send out millions of emails claiming some to be government agents, IRS, the FBI, still more, Each of these cases we looked at, we were able to quickly identify the individuals, penetrate their cloaked IP addresses, and identify them as criminals. So this is a classic Frankfurt School maneuver. I want to point out, if you go to the Veterans Today here on December 9, 2012 story, your critics, you call them people that who have a mental problem. They should be under the care of one of your Jewish psychologists in a funny farm, in a insane asylum. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. this is how they, oh, you disagree with me? Well, you must be mentally disturbed. This is the classic Frankfurt School technique. He's using it. That's why I know he's not all what he's not such a harmless character. In other words, someone who criticizes him or an internet troll is deemed to be an insane asylum candidate or a criminal. That's how you'll be tagged if you disagree with Duffy the Clown. Doesn't bother me at all. In each of these cases we looked at, we were able to quickly identify the individuals, penetrate their cloaked IP addresses, and identify them as criminals. Yet these same individuals, many who sit at desks or cubes at major internet-related companies, are never arrested or investigated, though they are findable, even though use of search engines, da-da-da-da-da-da. Moreover, backdoor programs used to load coffee into the computers on illegal pornography, even though da-da-da-da-da-da. Character assassination. The primary source of all attacked on activist free speech advocate and other companies is Wikipedia. While living off of contributions for the public, Wikipedia has systematically given over thousands of key controversial areas to organizations within Israel who public outlandish and clearly libel activities almost invariably based on Israeli publications. So here he is. He's saying, listen, it's the Israelis who are jamming up Wikipedia. They're using it to, I don't know, whatever. Let's see here. Becoming a targeted individual is simple. Attempts to call for redress on issues that threaten criminal or financial interests may target any individual. Harassment and stalking by paid trolls is enough to discourage most. Time and time again, FBI and Department of Justice official has been asked to prosecute major theft drivers to the pile for overlords only to turn away. Law enforcement is pushed too hard, retired, fired, da 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 da. Key to remember is that for each and every American, the connection to treason, to espionage, to world organized crime is as close as a Facebook post or that crazy person who keeps sending emails. Would that be me? Is he just basically talking about my type? Because I'm just one of these many of kooks. Too often, it is in the wild accusations, Now, no sitting there with your tablet, smartphone, or laptop, you are quite probably touching the most harebrained and malevolent tentacles of the world's intelligence community, So, there he goes. Duffy the Clown. Now, what he's done here is he has considered that everybody else but him is a whack job. He can say that he's got aliens off the coast of California, that the Chinese and the Japanese navies are fighting underwater bases, and you're supposed to believe that without any documentation based on his sources. And anybody who criticizes him is a troll and stuff like that, is working for the government and is tied to be a insane asylum's criminal activity, et cetera, et cetera. See, that's typical for this. He will be the source, right? You'll have to trust him. He's the only one. He's got Hamid Ghul, retired Pakistani intelligence general or something like that. That's his BFD. Who cares about Ghul? You know, doesn't mean anything to me. Did he stop 911 Ghul? No. All right. Did any of these what do these characters got to show for the positiveness? Nothing. But they like alternative media, and they want to, you know, hone on in, and that's what he's starting to do here. Say outlandish things, accept those as reality, and then bash everybody else. This is the classic technique. There's nothing new to it. It's very broad, though. It's a broad net he's trying to cast over all the competitors, hoping to trap them in and then go after somebody like Alex Jones, and then he'll be, you know, working his way up the ladder, or Michael Savage, Hannity, this type of thing. This is his goal. So we'll watch Gordon Duff, or I call him Duffy the Clown, and I'll email him right here and see why he doesn't come on a show that doesn't blow smoke up his ass like me. This will be a little thing I'm doing. But anyways, here are your little updates. Going on radio. And please subscribe to the $35 a month, $300 a year newsletter. You'll be getting updates throughout the month. I got something to report, a thought. I'm going to give it to my the people that subscribe to the newsletter. It's not going to go out on YouTube anymore. That's the change for 2013. No more free lunch. I've had enough of that. Everybody wants everything for free. Fine. The day that my rent is free, my groceries are free, and everything else is free, I'll be with you. Until that time, I have to pay my bills. I have to make some sense of my life. And if I'm going to do this, I want people to respect what I'm telling them is useful to them. And it's good for them, and they want to pay for it, just like they would want to pay for the TV bill, cable bill, or internet service, or a couple, you know, a night out with the friends or something, drinking, whatever. These are all things that give them pleasure, either intellectually or otherwise, and they don't mind paying for it. That's the way I look at it. So that's what my stuff will be for. And if nobody wants to pay, then I won't do it. And if somebody pays, I'll do it. Simple like that. I've already spent 2 years sacrificing, got a long way, and all that's up there for the moment. And so they can learn from it. If they listen to the shows, they'll find out that it's really centered on the truth. And because we're not here to brown nose people, we want to get the information to the listeners, and we become better in the second year. And so in the third year, it's going to be off in a more focused direction to the people that want to support myself, Going Out Radio, what we're doing, altmedia.tv, all these different things. So that's going to be the way I'm going to do it. So we'll see what happens, and I thank you for listening.
By far, the most talented, crazy person I ever worked with.